Norm Hitzkus celebrates Wednesdays with the Dog. Get the inside story from the Mavs coach and GM on the team and the NBA every Wednesday at 10:10. Brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
3:33 here on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket. This is the Hard Line. Just getting going for today and into the new week. Now, here is something that I know is going to excite everybody. How about a Dick Hicks appearance? Yes, that's right. You can see and perhaps even meet Dick Hicks, assuming, of course, that he'll talk to you. At Speedy Oil Change tomorrow on North Beach at 8:20 in crazy Fort Worth. That'll be from 1 until 2 tomorrow. You can register to win Ticket T-shirts. And, of course, Speedy Oil Change is the sponsor of Speedy Oil Change team users. So go out there, maybe do the oil change thing with them, and by all means, say hello to Dick Hicks. That do anything for anybody?
No.
But I hope that a lot of P1s go out there
and support
Speedy Oil.
Indicative of what the P1s might do.
Right. Well, we were going to go through the arts section of the Dallas Morning News on Sunday, but unfortunately we can't find it. So we'll just get to the point here and just get on with what we were going to do anyway.
It was
going to
be a kind of a funny bit. But
right.
Of course, we can't.
Why do we not have a paper? A Sunday paper. Just
because
one.
We couldn't execute a fart.
No, that's about the only thing that can be executed.
I think we got a pretty good handle on
fart.
That. But while perusing the Sunday paper, the Sunday art section of the Morning News, as we made our way back to the CD page, and you know they have a whole page devoted to those now, which is kind of cool.
They don't write about radio anymore, but...
And a whole page devoted, well, that's good. I'm glad they don't write about radio. They don't need to be writing about radio.
Why not?
Because when they do, we always get the short shrift. Because I know the way things work over there. And if their radio guy, whoever it may be, since the demise of Al Brumley, he wants, if he's ticket friendly and wants to write about the Ticket, the frows that run that art section, the frows and homosexuals that run that art section.
Oh my.
Mike Reiner.
It's true. It's true. It's run by frows and gays. That is a fact.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, with that. I'm not.
Well, no. Not that there's anything wrong with either.
Mike Reiner.
But they would look at it and go, well, you know, you don't need to be writing on this. They're a sports radio station. Let sports write about them.
Let's talk about the theater.
Right.
And books.
We need more on WRR from you, or KERA. That's what they would want.
More theater and books.
So if they don't want to write about radio, that is a good thing for us. In fact, the less we appear in the Dallas Morning News, the better off we are.
Agreed.
But they do like to write about CDs. New CDs, right?
Yes, that they do. And you can imagine the surprise of all of us as we turn to the CD page and find that the primary CD that they are devoting attention to this week, Grego, is none other than the CD Little Bay by Sorter.
Danny's man.
And not only was this front center above the fold on the CD page of the arts section, it was accompanied with a color photograph.
And
at least a partial color photograph.
And in the Sunday paper, the most read paper of the week.
Now, I've got to think that that must be a rather dated photo.
Yeah, it's somewhat about 2.5 years old. Big Red's not in it.
You don't look so good.
I'm fat.
Well, it's more than just being fat. Number one, you have no neck in that photo for some reason.
Barely a mouth.
And number two, you look like you have a severious...
A severious?
You look like you have a serious mental deficiency of
you
some
do.
Kind.
You do.
Do I look retarded?
A couple of chromosomes short of
uh-oh.
A full deck.
Huh?
You hurt me.
Banjo boy from Deliverance.
Right. You look like, look like your shoulders are nailed to the wall. Like, you're real frumpy and it's just a bad shot.
It is bad.
Is well,
why'd y'all pick that picture out?
We didn't. We have new pictures, but they didn't want to use a black and white. And that's all we had. So they had to dig into the archive.
You're special, sorta.
This was like our first promo shot we ever did, like two
and a half years
ago.
Well, everybody else looks fairly normal in it.
Yeah.
I mean, Carter looks like Carter, and the two trays look okay.
They should have had you just stepping right out of the short bus.
Just like waving with my brown paper bag lunch.
Right.
The other hand. I was shocked at this, though.
But the review by one Thor Christensen.
Thor.
Of the Dallas Morning News. Is just absolutely staggering. He loves that CD.
You know what he gave it, don't you?
He gave it a B+.
That's right.
He did.
Or did he give it?
I think
he might have given it an A-.
No, he gave it an A- because he gave it a B+.
Well, I give it a B+, too.
I give it an A+.
Stop it. Don't enable him.
See, he's just trying to throw us off track here.
I know. Well, it's good. It's positive pub. I don't know why he's trying to do that.
Well, I knew that they were going to do something. I knew that the Morning News was going to review it. But I had no idea, number one, that it was going to be in the Sunday paper. Number two, that they were going to have a huge full-color shot. And number three, that it not only was going to be above the line, but it was the only thing above the line. You fold it in half, and that's it.
Yeah.
It is the top half of the paper.
This took up half the page.
It's kind of humbling. I mean,
well, let's read the fine...
Really, is that deserved of a local band to have that?
Well, yeah, sure. Why not?
A bigger pub than the Cumbia Kings offshoot band did. Got a review of their CD in there.
I'm sure in other markets this type of thing happens all the time.
And they got a C+.
Mm-hmm. So let's just go through this and see what Thor Christensen writes about Sorta. It must be daunting for Dallas roots rock bands to surf in the wake of such luminaries as the old 97's Slobberbone and Centralmatic, but it can be done and done well. As the five guys in Sorta show with their second CD, Little Bay. Now, I thought this was your third CD.
Second full-length.
Oh, okay. Singer Trey Johnson and bassist Danny Bayless.
Danny, that's you.
Formed Sorta at the Barley House, the Henderson Avenue stomping ground for the old 97s and other bands looking for the perfect balance of twang and thunder.
What?
But bad bar setup.
Sorta finds it in the most elusive place, good old-fashioned songcraft. With its soulful melodies and hum-along guitar hooks, Little Bay is like turning into some AM station from the 70s. It does get arty at times, like on the epic fever dream, Fall in Love, but Sorta always returns to making pop gems, the jangling Sweet Little Bay, the hypno ballad See the Light, or the primal boogie of Laugh Out Loud Georgie. In Laugh, Mr. Johnson spins a tale about Dallas nightlife, psycho frat boys, and shattered dreams. But the lyrics on Little Bay take a backseat to his voice, a powerful instrument that's raspy, but never ragged and yearning without being wimpy. He sounds a bit like Evan Dando sans the stoner mumbling.
Who's that?
Remember the guy from the Lemonheads that did the remake of Mrs. Robinson?
No.
Several years back?
No.
You don't remember that? The remake of Mrs. Robinson?
It is to you, Mrs. Robinson. Yeah.
Was that?
No.
That was Evan Dando.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Mr. Bayless adds harmony vocals.
Thank you.
Mr. Bayless.
And Trey Carmichael keeps the Swiss clock beat, but Sorta's key instrumentalists are Carter Albrecht and Ward Williams.
That's also Big Red, known right? as?
Big Red.
And Carter, who...
the smoking keyboard player.
Is also...
time waster.
Yeah, he's a waster.
Who both play in another fine Dallas rock outfit.
The time
Sparrows.
Wasters. The Sparrows.
Mr. Albrecht alternates between guitars and keyboards here, providing the percolating space pop effects and song about birds and smoldering gospel organ to Sweet Little Bay. And Mr. Williams, the newest sort of member, fleshes out songs with some of the best slide guitar licks George Harrison never played, as well as inspired pedal steel work. Lots of alt-country bands whip out the steel guitar when it's time to make a mournful ballad, but Mr. Williams, like the rest of his sort of mates, sounds as convincing on the rockers as he does on the weepers. Sorta plays Bob Dylan songs under the moniker Sorta Dylan on March 6th at Club Dada, and performs its own songs March 18th at South by Southwest in Austin. To hear its music, visit www.sortaweb.com. Sorta grade, I give it a B+.
And doesn't Thor hate everything?
I don't know. I don't read enough of his work to know.
That's awesome.
Boy, I'll say it is.
That's a pretty glowing review to only get a B+. That doesn't warrant an A.
You know what?
He thought we were too arty.
Or maybe he doesn't give
it. He wouldn't give
times.
The Beatles an A.
Thor is very tough.
It's about as good as it gets, Danny.
I like B+.
Yeah. And, you know, screw the grade. Look at all the good things he said about it. I mean, he couldn't find much not to like.
Right.
That's the good thing.
That's
there.
Nice.
That is nice.
I need to send him an email and thank him.
Yeah.
Thanks for using the
thank
Special
you.
Olympics photo.
And you holding a javelin?
That's great, dude. It really is.
It is. It's good work.
It's a pretty good album, though. Pretty good CD.
Well, yeah, it's a great CD, but, I mean, to get that...
It's pretty good.
The Dallas Morning News,
I know.
On Sunday?
I know.
You can't beat that.
It feels a little undeserved, but it's nice.
No, it's not undeserved.
I'll tell you what we'll do.
If it was undeserved...
You wouldn't have got it.
Yeah, you wouldn't have got it.
I'll tell you what we're going to do tomorrow, too, is we're going to check the charts and see how many records Sorta has sold.
Oh, it's got to be in
there's a rumor
the
that Norah Jones is in trouble.
Shut up.
Just saying. That's all I'm saying.
Well, nicely done.
Thank you, Dallas Morning News.
Yes. Thank you, Dallas Morning News. 3:45 is the time, and we're going to devote our little attention to baseball here in the next segment. Probably Ranger baseball. Some things going on out in Surprise where pitchers and catchers are there. A number of others are there, but everybody's got to be there tomorrow. And we're also going to turn our attention to New York, where they tell us that not everything is totally copacetic. We'll get into that next here on The Ticket.